Ray Foley on Today FM.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello, Ray's my name. There's JP over
Hiya.
There. Usually on a Thursday afternoon, we'd have Ciara King in to talk about films and...
Love her.
I love Ciara.
Yeah, she's great, Craig.
Do you know what? She's just really lovely. She's just a really lovely person.
It's actually a bit sickening, the amount of love she gets on text and WhatsApp.
When people are when we say Ciara's on, then straight away it's like...
outpouring of affection. Yeah.
The text machine just blows up with I love Ciara. Ciara's the best. Yeah. Ciara's easily the best female in Irish media.
That's what they say, yeah.
Sometimes we'd be like, whoa, that's a lot. That's, you know, it's big talk. But it's straight away, it's what people feel.
Yeah.
People just have that connection with her. So, Ciara said she was going to be off for a couple of weeks in Utah, in America. She's over in America, in Utah. And I was like, can we get anyone to come in and fill her boots? And I rang about 15 different people and they said no.
You went right through all your contacts, like, it's crazy stuff.
And then caller number 16. I'm sorry, I'm feeling harsh now. It's Maureen O'Connell, everybody!
Hello, caller number 16 at your service.
Maureen's here! Text me now and tell her you love her.
I've been waiting downstairs since the last time I was here, so come please. Just please wait ask for the call. Me to come back in. Can I be one of Ray's rotating middle-aged women?
I love rotating a middle-aged woman.
Do you have a harem of middle-aged women?
It's like a rotisserie I've got of middle-aged women.
He's afraid of the men, but he can handle the women.
All my friends are girls. It's true.
Are we like at the abracababra at the end of the night? Do you know that's meat?
What you are. You are that meat.
He just slices a piece of us off.
You got to be slathered in very, very flavoured sauces.
Pastor is early in the day, though. Like, she's the best. The choice.
Let's go. This is what we're talking about. A gentleman texted in earlier and he was saying, is Graham Norton from Clondalkin or is he from Bandon? Because I didn't know this. Graham Norton was born in Clondalkin. So, are you from where you were born or are you from where you were brought up? You were born and bred in Limerick, is that right?
Yes.
So, you're from Limerick?
Yeah.
So, where are you from? Where's one from if they.
But I feel a bit Kerry.
Because you spent so much time in Kerry.
Because both my parents are Kerry.
Is there another link to Kerry that you've got?
No. Are parents not enough?
Spent a lot of time in Kerry. Do you still go to Kerry?
I still go to Kerry all the time.
Why do you go to Kerry all the time?
Because my family live there.
Yeah, where do they live? Where do you stay when you go to Kerry?
We stay in my parents' house.
In your parents' house, which is a holiday home, is it?
No, it's their
a holiday
house.
Home.
Oh, not
it's
another one.
Holiday home.
Another one.
Don't deny it. Don't deny it. That's the other thing.
That's
their other topic of conversation. I've been hating on people with holiday homes this afternoon. Hating on them. People with holiday homes.
Is this why you were texting me going, you're not listening, are you? I was like, obviously not.
Hating on people with holiday homes because they...
Limerick is our holiday home. Kerry's the home. And Limerick is just such an enjoyable... It's like Santa Ponsa. So it feels like our holiday
home. Of course, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. What's it like in Kerry today? 0874-100-102. So Rory's over there. And Rory, your position on... I've been born or where from? From born, where you reared?
Sure wasn't our Lord and Saviour born in Bethlehem.
Jesus, Rory, you're sounding very like Aoife, who we were listening to a few minutes ago, but talking about Jesus.
But we know of him as Jesus of Nazareth, not Jesus of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
I'm going with that.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
A very good impression. Rory, do your own voice now, would you?
Hello, Ray.
Hello, sir.
Just driving back here from France and what I was saying.
Did he say he was driving back from France?
Yeah.
The absolute melt.
Now, he could be sort of shipping freight or something. He might be in a truck.
Come on.
As long as it's work, it's fine. As long as you're... Who's taking the horse back from France?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone from Clare...
Yeah.
...in the last 30 years has probably been born in either Limerick or Galway.
Okay.
And would you consider them a Clare person?
Well, no, I suppose not. You're either a Limerick person or you're a Galway person. Sorry, Rory.
Or not.
Well, I think it's... I think it's pretty definitive, isn't it?
Come on now.
Interesting for John Kiley. For the old hurling there, John.
I think Graham himself would declare himself as a Cork person.
Yes.
Given that he was raised there, regardless of where he was born.
I think he said it numerous times, but now we've got a table quiz question, right?
That is a good one. And apparently money was riding on it earlier on as well. Georgia, We'll wrap this up under good afternoon to you.
Hi, Ranger P. Graham Norton has been asked a few times on his show where he's from, and his first answer is always Cork.
Get in.
So I guess he figures himself a Corkman. Also, we don't have a holiday home, but we do have a motorhome, which means we can spin around wherever we want to go and pull up at the beach.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah, I'm still jealous of you, but I think I hate you less than those of you with brick and mortar homes near a beach.
Less offensive, too.
I think a motorhome is sort of a smaller scale situation, certainly movable, but it's not as flaunty or ostentatious as, yeah, we've got a little place.
Why are you? I don't even have a house outside. We've got just a have place. A house.
Yeah, we just like to get out and die.
I have the use of a house. I have the use of a house.
Look at her. Where is it? Ballybunion? I bet it's Ballybunion, is it?
No.
Where is it?
My mother is from a very small village in Kerry.
Whereabouts?
And that's where it is. It's Kerry.
How far away from a beach or the sea is it?
About 2 kilometres.
Oh, there you go.
No one knows about it, though.
Only 2K from the beach. Is there a pub nearby? Is there a pub with some outdoor seating?
The pub is on the beach.
Oh, guys, you can send all that hate in now. That nasty hatred. You can send it in.
Mary O'Connell is going to have a word with you later on.
The smoke monster. Send it in on the text. 0874 100 102. I've got a little bold hole that I like to just...
We talk about Mayo,
I like to get out of the city and I like
just
to...
Just once in a while.
I like to breathe in the fresh...
I like to decompress.
We're looking at TV and streaming and whatnot. Just settling this finally once and for all with regards to where you're from. Are you from where you were born or are you from where you were reared? Declan says, my son was born on the side of the M6. Does that mean he's from the side of the M6 motorway? Thanks for Declan. Declan's kid, Martin, or whatever his name. Martin, where are you from? I'm from the lay-by on the side of the M6.
Imagine all the teams he could play for, though. The M6, that's a long old road.
He's got a hard shoulder. Ray, I'm from Roscommon, as are all my family, but our closest hospital is Ballinasloe in Galway. I put Roscommon on my passport. My sister has Galway on hers. What madness. Emer, now in Tip, but always from Roscommon. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Emer. Finola says, Ray, my children were born and... Were born and had childhood in Stratford-upon-Avon, but I don't allow them to be English. They're Irish. So even though they were born and reared in England, it's like, you're still not English. You're Irish, you hear me? You're Irish. James says, I was born in London, came to Ireland when I was a baby. I'm definitely not English. Fair enough. And Neil says, where would you be buried? That's where you're from. That's not a bad standard,
is it?
What
if you're getting cremated?
I'm being scattered.
And your ashes could spread across multiple counties.
Mm-hmm.
You could. Put me up in a balloon or something like that. Anyway, she's here. We're going to have a look at what's worth watching this weekend. That'll work. We can do this.
Full name or
the whole name.
Okay.
She's Moran O'Connell. She's Moran O'Connell. She's Moran O'Connell.
Yeah!
All right. Yeah!
I've never been more attracted to anyone in my life.
Kira's off this week. Yeah, Kira falls for us every week when we sing it for her.
Yeah, but which one am I more attracted to?
We all know the answer.
Yeah, we do indeed.
Right, what's our first? What are we looking at first? Do you want to... I didn't realise it was back so suddenly or so soon. The Last of Us Series 2 is starting on Monday night.
It is. Very excited about this.
Did you watch the first one? And do you like mushrooms?
Bet into it. Haven't eaten one since.
It'll put you right off. Here, have a listen. This is The Last of Us, Season 2.
This is where we live. What's that?
The fence.
What's inside?
People.
What's outside?
Monsters.
Now, that'll ruin your holiday home weekend away, wouldn't it? A bunch of mushroom-infested zombie monsters rocking up over the patio while you're putting on your burger on the barbecue.
That's if you live in Strabally. That's just electric picnic, if you live there.
In fairness. Tell us, The Last of Us Season 2, Pedro Pascal. Well, how did it end? How did the last series end? Sorry, spoiler alert. The end of the last series, they got to the...
Jackson.
The refuge place, right? Yeah.
Jackson. Right. That's the name of... the town that we all have weird vibes about. That's not a spoiler, is it? We're not spoiling this.
I don't think so. I don't know anything. JP has been paying a little bit of attention to this. Have you played both of the games?
No, but I know the plot of the second of the games. And I know when it was released, there was a crazy massive backlash on two fronts.
For the game?
Yes.
Right, see, it's worth people knowing, right, just to give you the gist of it. The Last of Us, it's a zombie apocalypse thing. This man saves this girl and he needs to make his way across the country to this safe place, Jackson, and the zombies, it's all caused by mushroom, some sort of a mushroom fungus in their head, am I right?
You're so scientific, it's incredible.
And this is all based on the game, The Last of Us, this huge game, and a game I've never played, but from reading all the reviews at the time, people were losing their minds, not due to any sort of fungus taking it over, but losing their minds that they were holding so faithfully to the plot of the first game.
And we believe they're going to stick fairly closely to the plot of the second game. That's going to be a problem, I think, if you're a fan of the first season of The Last of Us. Because, you know, Joel and Ellie return beloved characters. It's 5 years on. They're living in Jackson. They're surrounded by zombies. There was a massive, massive backlash to the second game that I can't believe you didn't hear about.
He's dancing.
On one front, it was cultural.
Right.
That's less interesting to me. But on another front, there was just an outcry.
So, about something they do in the plot.
Absolutely. And I think they've already confirmed the season 3, so I think what they're going to do is they're going to cut the second of the games, its plot, in two parts.
Right.
And have the first half be season 2, the second half be season 3.
The other thing they could do is just do a Game of Thrones on it and just start writing their own stuff and be completely original from a certain point.
But then there's a backlash there. Listen, if it hasn't been a Super Mario World, I don't care about the game. You know what I mean? That's where my computer game knowledge ends. That is the epoch of computer games for me.
Yeah, it was perfection. It's all been downhill from there ever since.
100%. So you saying this, like, I have not heard, as someone who thinks that she pays attention to stuff, I have not a sniff of what you're talking about, that there was a backlash against a computer game.
Well, I really don't want to say any more.
Because it'll ruin it then, you see. That's an interesting one, actually, as well, because the game obviously has been out for years and years, The Last of Us 2, the game, but we don't want a spoiler of our telly that we're going to start watching on Monday night.
But was it a backlash from gamers?
Yes, because they felt, some of them, a lot of them felt that the second of the games was quite a departure from the first.
I think
of the
I'm
games.
More interested now to watch it, basically. Because he's just teasing us. He's just teasing us. This is wild. It's going to be on Monday night on Skyline. Did you watch the first series? Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
The gay episode for me was like
Nick Offerman and Harry Bartlett.
Just perfect telly, wasn't it?
I was bawling. And then I watched it the next day and bawled again.
Can I ask a question on bawling? Because this actually fits something that happened last night when I was bawling watching
it. Too much information.
bawling. B-A-W-L-I-N-G.
All right, boy.
Do you enjoy when you're bawling your face off watching something?
Yes. I find it's a way to get out an awful lot of frustrations.
So last night, I took a notion to watch, and I haven't watched this in a very long time, The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Not only did I specifically went to the last 25 minutes just to watch that, because I know this will get me in the feels, as the kids say.
There's nothing like a good poo pipe to make JP cry. Am I right?
You know, you're absolutely right. And the poo pipe got my tear ducts working. Yeah. And it's an amazing film, and it does feel really satisfying to have a cry sometimes when you're watching something.
That's because you're emotionally stunted, is what you are.
Is that what it is? Thank you, Dr. Foley.
What it is. You're finally,
how much joy are we?
You're connecting with those emotions that you wouldn't ordinarily connect with. Wow. That's what it is.
Like, what is going on? I'm actually worried. Are you okay? Can we ask? Are you okay, JP?
I'm okay. You okay?
That's
okay.
The kind of show that can make you cry. It's called The Last of Us Season 2. It's on Monday night on Sky Atlantic. I think it's going to be shown probably on, is it one of the probably HBO? That's
HBO
where it was.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, and then it'll be shown, as it is most of these things, on Monday night. And we're going to be watching Gladiators this weekend.
Thank you.
JP! Yes. You will go on my first whistle. On my second whistle, you will be pursued by Jet and Wolfman.
Do you feel the power, the Gladiator?
Of course, Jet and Wolfman no longer involved in the Gladiator Enterprise. It's a whole bunch of other gladiators this weekend, isn't it?
Irish Gladiator Cyclone.
Shamrock.
Incredible.
Shamrock.
I love her. And then they've cast it incredibly well. I watch it every Saturday. I don't have children.
It's the final.
And it's the final.
The final of Gladiators this
weekend. Eunice Hothart. Anyone of a vintage will remember. Eunice Hothart.
The hell is it? Back to my face.
She went off and became a stunt woman when she won Gladiators in the 90s.
And she's in films and stuff now, is she?
Yeah. Yeah, she did it for years. I don't know what she's doing now, but she
well done,
a stunt
Hothart.
Woman.
So that's Gladiators. What else is worth? Well, actually, an Irish film in the sense, big in the sense that everyone is in it, it seems. They were filming this a few months, could have been last summer actually, they were filming this, and near me, there was a whole bunch of locations while they were filming, and we'd hear near where I live. Kind of people would be like, oh, did you hear Ardal O'Hanlon's over there? He's filming his new film. And, oh, Deirdre Cain's over there. She's filming a new film. That's the way everyone, where I live. That's the way we all talk. And we all.
Did they mention Richard Cooper?
Richard Cooper is filming his. Hey, Ray. I'm like, yeah. Ray, you see, isn't you? They're filming a movie over there. Oh, really? Tell me more. It's I think it's called Friend the Man. It's based on the YouTube shorts. Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Are all the same cast in it? Oh, no, there's loads more other people in it. Anyway, good to chat. See you at the neighborhood barbecue. Okay, dude.
I don't want to correct your pals, but this isn't based on YouTube shorts. It was originally shown on Satanta Sports. Wild idea back in the very late noughties.
Were they shorts, though?
They were shorter. They were 10 minutes long, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking there wasn't full half-hour episodes, though.
God, no, sorry. No. But back then, 2009, a wild idea to me is that a sports channel would make, commission, and broadcast a comedy show. So it's a mockumentary about
Fran the Man. Fran the Man, it's called, yeah.
Well, the film's called Fran the Man.
Oh,
the original
was
just called Fran.
All right,
yeah,
okay.
They've really expanded upon that with film. But he plays Fran cause
the man ended up on the editing floor, sorry.
Fran Costello, who is a put-upon struggling coach, manager, assistant manager to St. Peter's Celtic FC. Yeah. And it's a mockumentary in the style of sort of The Office and Spinal Tap. And I used to absolutely love this show.
This is why I thought it was a web series, because it's so big on the internet. You'd see clips of it being shared all the time.
The passion. I've never seen you more passionate about anything in my life.
It.
I had this on DVD.
You bought the DVD
series on DVD? No, I got it for free. But I have it on DVD.
Here, have a listen. They've made a film of it. It's called Fran the Man, and it's out this weekend. Have a
look. What's the story of the camera crew?
They're making a movie about me.
A reboot of the 40-year-old version, is it?
We've had a tip-off from Interpol.
And a team from Cyprus, aren't they?
We need recruits. Shake things up a bit.
Who wants to join St. Peter's?
I am not allowed to join a team.
Says who?
Me ma. Fran Costello, assistant manager, St. Peter's Celtic.
Jackie Charlton.
Oh, that's mad!
Jimmy, loving it.
This is just stupid humour, and I love it. It's a very easy watch. It's very comforting.
Sounds
anyway,
lovely.
The plot for this is completely pointless. Do you want to know the plot? Do you care? It's not really important.
Before you get into it, I was going to say that it seems that Fran the Man was Ted Lasso before Ted Lasso. I'd say your man, Jason, what's his face? What's his name?
Sudeikis.
So I'd say Sudeikis probably caught a couple of episodes before he ever did Lasso of Fran the Man, because it's very Fran the Man-ish, isn't it?
That's a very, very good point. Brainchild of Dara Humphries, who has only ever done that previous series and now this movie. So he's had a 16-year sort of career gap where I don't know what he's been doing, but these are his babies. It's the plot's not important. There's a match-fixing scandal, and this put-upon tiny team, St. Peter's Celtic, are drawn against giants Shamrock Rovers in the first round of the FAI Cup, and craziness ensues.
Who's in it?
The Queen of Ireland.
Deirdre O'Kane.
The other Queen of Ireland.
Karen Koster.
It's got Amy Huberman and Deirdre O'Kane. I'm going for that alone.
Okay.
And Ardal O'Hanlon.
Go on. Ardal O'Hanlon is the Queen of Ireland.
He could be. He could be whatever he wants to be.
Love Ardal O'Hanlon. So, yeah, basically, from what I hear, everyone's in it. Anyone you find funny on the internet, they're in it.
Except you. So they were filming down
nobody
the
finds
road.
Me funny, that's the
and
thing.
And they didn't ask nobody. You.
Hey, Rage, see they're filming nearby. No, I didn't hear anything. But you're in show business, right? Yeah, I'm in show business.
It's out on Friday.
Fran the Man out on Friday, and Moiraine O'Connell in the studio. Darling, lovely to see you.
Ray Foley on Today FM.